City Limits has taken over the show here. First, he does his Limitless Express, which Bob sullied with some X-rated talk.
No.
Completely sabotaged.
You brought up the iguana. You brought up the iguana. We didn't have to go that far.
It was an innocent story about how a blind date turned into an iguana.
There had to be a conclusion, which you are not.
That didn't sound right.
Which you are not making us aware.
Yep.
So
I think
there's something happened with that iguana and that woman.
Mm-hmm. The news hound was jumping to some conclusions, deciding to go back to the iguana household.
Well, it's your show. It's your world. We're just living in it, Limits. Now it's time for Clips and Quotes, the world-renowned news segment on Pomp and Joe.
Well, in Cam Hayward's world, on his Not Just Football podcast, he discussed how he's a little conflicted about this Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. He originally liked it and then saw, oh, Minkah's included?
Jalen Ramsey, and you think, like, damn, that's going to be really cool to see that those DBs just fly around. And then got the gut check of losing a really good teammate in Minkah Fitzpatrick. And I'm like, damn. I don't know how I feel, but it's bittersweet. Like, you know, I've enjoyed playing with them. I was kind of just shook by it all. I'm excited about the new teammates, but I'm also sad to be losing a guy that I really respect in our locker room.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand that completely. I'm not conflicted on this trade, though, Bob. This was a clear win for the Steelers. They got two guys who are pretty good for one guy who's fading. Jalen Ramsey is better at his job than Minkah is at his, and he's more versatile. I think a Ramsey-Minkah straight-up trade would have been a win for the Steelers. Plus, they got an 88-catch, eight-touchdown tight end.
Right, who can do some great things when he gets the football. He's really one of the better tight ends in the league. And, again, they're going to use him probably as a wide receiver, too, in some capacity if they don't bring anyone else in.
How can anybody... Look, I was putting on my sunglasses instead of my regular. How can anybody look at that trade and not say it was a win for the Steelers, objectively say that? Now, it doesn't mean, forget about the bigger picture ramifications. They won the trade, and they did it without any real financial commitments. Jalen
yes.
Ramsey, they have no commitment after this year. He has a long contract, but they can get out of it if they want.
Same is true of Jonnu Smith. They gave him an extension next year if they wanted
to. 2 years is the length of his deal right now.
2 years, this and next.
That's it. Limits, that was a clear win for the Steelers. Do you agree with that?
I don't know about clear win.
Like, what do you mean you don't know about that? How is that not a clear win?
I wonder just how much how poorly they utilized Minkah, and I do agree that a change of scenery is probably best for him, and I really like the Jonnu Smith move. I do think that Ramsey can be a little bit too aggressive at times, and I wonder if he's slightly lost a step.
He
was
has.
Was still a good player in Miami.
He has, yes. Well, wait a second.
Look, I think they won the trade.
The utilization of Minkah.
Yeah.
They played him close to the line of scrimmage 2 years ago. They played him in center field last year. Where do you want them to play him? On the defensive line?
I want them to play him closer
on
to the
offense?
Line of scrimmage. I don't want them to be playing him.
He did that 2 years ago and stunk.
I don't want them playing him 30 yards off the ball where basically he becomes... It seemed like as they played him so far off, they were trying to hide him from the defense. Like, I know that they wanted to prevent big plays, but shouldn't Juan Thornhill be playing that role? Somebody who you don't even want to be factoring into the defense? But regarding Ramsey... He can be a little bit over-aggressive, and sometimes that over-aggression can come back to bite you.
Yeah,
I get it.
He can be, you know, operate on his own level over there sometimes. Do what he wants because he feels it. He instinctively wants to do something that may go against what they're trying to accomplish, but he's a very talented guy. There's no question. His coverage rates were all decent last year, even though he's still a 30-year-old something guy.
Let me tell you about Minkah here, and I'm going to use Chris Adamski of the Trib here. The Steelers weren't paying him $74 million over 4 years for this kind of production. In 28 games, his last 28 games, and I might add Limits, close to the line of scrimmage and not close, he had one interception, one forced fumble, and no fumble recoveries. He had his worst overall grade on PFF last year. Listen to this. He had a higher passer rating among NFL. Only five NFL safeties had a higher passer rating allowed. You know what passers got on him, Bob? A rating of 132.4. That's what they got. And five touchdowns allowed. Listen to this, Bob. He only allowed three touchdowns in coverage over his first five seasons with the Steelers. Last year, he allowed five.
Yeah, and he looked confused at times.
He stunk.
A friend of mine, Frank Michael Smith, does a good social media feed that he does really in a very short amount of time. He gets
his
points across.
What's his name?
Frank Michael Smith.
I had him on the show one time a couple months ago.
Do his hockey teammates call him Smitty?
Smitty. You can call him whatever you want, but he's very good at it. He was just at some TikTok convention in France. All the people who have been the best at what they do in terms of influencers. And he does a good job with all his sports. He's a huge sports fan.
He's got like 2 million
from this
followers.
Area. Yes, he does. And he deserves it. He's real good.
Limits, I'm surprised and still bothered by the fact that you don't call this a clear win. Forget about Steelers. Team A traded Minkah Fitzpatrick to Team B and got Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, and I've been one of the biggest components of how much I like the addition of Jonnu Smith. Now, I also do wonder, just frankly, about Ramsey. And
So do I.
I do like the fact that they can get out of it if it does not work, because that is a lot of money that you have tied in to what is already the most expensive defense in the National Football League. The next closest is like $20 million away. As everyone goes to offense, the Steelers continue to spend significant amount of
money.
Right,
but what does that have to do with who got the clear win here? I think they would have won straight up. Jalen Ramsey for Minkah would have been a win.
I don't really factor in the draft pick compensation really much at all.
No, I don't.
But I
no.
wonder where Ramsey is going to. Is he playing outside? Is he playing inside?
Well,
is
that's
he playing,
the point. He's
a little
he
bit of this, a little
he can
bit
play
of that.
Safety, Bob.
Right. He could do a lot of things. Although I still think all of their success in the secondary has to come from an upfront push. It has to.
Believe because me, I still
Darius
have concerns
still
about the secondary.
Is up there in age, and I think there are. You know, they have name recognition, but are they the same players? And that's the biggest concern, I think.
Just because I think that Jalen Ramsey is better at his job than Minkah is at his doesn't mean I'm that gung-ho on Jalen Ramsey. He hasn't been first-team All-Pro or second-team All-Pro or any other All-Pro since 2021.
Correct.
Darius Slay is going to turn 35, I think, in January. I don't know if Joey Porter Jr. is good yet. I don't know. He wasn't last year. That's not an opinion. I think that's an objective fact. And then who are your safeties? Elliott or Ramsey or what? I don't know.
I mean, we're going to find out when you go to training camp and see what they plan on doing in the preseason games.
Are the defensive coaches the same as last year for the most part?
Pretty much, yep.
So are we sure we want to blame all the communication issues on the players and not some on
the
coaches? No,
I think it goes both ways there. People want to talk about, you know, Fitzpatrick looked to be confused at times, and he was. He was out of position on some of the touchdown receptions that were gone against him, and he was slow to get to the point when he had to cover some ground. Not as quick as he's been in previous years.
I'm not gung-ho on this secondary against the Burrows and Jacksons and Josh Allens, all of whom they have to play this year. Gonzalez has made a few too many bobbles at second.
Yeah, that one just happened,
Bob?
Yeah. And that should have been the third out of the inning, and now here it is, first and third. In the third, Pirates up 1-0.
Limits? What else you got?
Mitch Keller is now the all-time strikeout leader, guys. He recorded another.
At PNC Park?
384 at PNC Park.
Who's second? Wrong.
I told you it was Paul Mahalem.
Paul Mahalem.
Paul Mahalem. Thank you, Bob, for bailing Joe out. Colin Cowherd on the herd. Speaking of Cowherd. Oh, make the play like
Cam! Spencer Horowitz with
Horowitz,
a scoop.
Bob.
That's what I'm talking about. Defense on both sides. IKF in the ground. Spencer Horowitz.
That was a hell of a play.
That's the kind of fundamental play you need
on
a regular basis.
Something happening here, Bob. I think they're going to win 20 in a row like the Billy Bean A's.
Look at that scoop by Horowitz. Wow.
That was fantastic.
1-0 as we go to the bottom of the
something
third.
Something special is happening here, Bob. At least 20 in a row. And as we said earlier, there's going to be a new movie called Money Ben. And who did we say was going to star as Ben Charrington?
Ben Affleck, right.
Right. That's exactly right. Who stars as you if they have somebody in the movie, if they have like an announcer in the movie and it's you? You going to be yourself like Ed Bouchette was in the Eagles Cower movie?
I don't know. Who would be me? I don't know. That's a good question.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Rodney Dangerfield?
Is he still alive?
Dangerfield died like 30 years ago.
Are you making an assumption
years.
About how I look right now?
No,
it was
just the first name that popped into my
Rodney
head.
Rodney Dangerfield? You could have said Barry
George
Manilow.
George Clooney.
George Jetson would have worked with me.
Rodney Dangerfield died in 2004.
He never got any respect.
He was
man.
Hilarious in Caddyshack. Rodney Dangerfield.
He was hilarious at everything. I don't know. It's the first name that popped up.
What are we setting this movie in, 1990, Bob?
I've already revised that. George Clooney would play you in the movie Money Ben about the Pirates winning 20 games in a row way back in 2025 and how they made the playoffs.
How about who would play you when they cut to the shot
Frankie
in the studio?
Avalon?
Frankie Avalon.
Yeah. Some people
Beauty
have said
I school dropout. No people. Graduation date for you, beauty school dropout.
Some people have said I look like Tom Hanks, or at least used to, Bob, before all the baldness and fat set in.
I can see a little Tom Hanks in you, yes.
Yeah?
You can.
Thank you. I don't believe you, but thank you.
No, I know. He doesn't have the raised eyebrow. You have the rock eyebrow there, the one that always shoots up. Not that
one. I do one of my eyebrows shoot up. It's like a disease.
You're right. Eyebrow can shoot up a little bit.
Why does that happen?
Everyone needs to go to the video feed right now and look at it.
Can you control your eyebrows limits?
What a great throw. What a great play. Both ends there. That is a great scoop by Horwitz.
Bob, can I move my eyebrows?
Fantastic play. Yeah, you can.
They're moving in synchronized
swimming
fashion.
Now move them differently.
Fashion,
move one up and one down limits.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watch,
how to do
I can do
I
that.
Feel like
watch.
I'm...
Whoa! I know.
How do you not have control of your own eyebrows?
Look into the camera,
Bob,
and do that.
Can you?
That's pretty good.
Can you do that, Bob? Let's watch. Doesn't make.
No, Bob's no. Bob's like me. They move at the same time in the same place.
Do I have an unusual skill here to be able to move my eyebrows in different directions?
Oh, Bob, America's Got Talent might be calling his name.
Here's our next contestant from 93.7 FM. Please welcome Joe Starkey. Joe, what do you do?
This is Simon Cowell up here on the stage. I'm here with Howie Mandel, Mel B, Sophia Vergara. Here we are. We're going to test out the next contestant, Joe Starkey. Joe, what do you have for us?
Larry Richards says I look like Hank Kimble from Green Acres. That's probably an
older
reference.
Oh, Green Acres.
Bob.
I remember. Yeah. That's a good call. Yes.
Is it a compliment? Some people say I look like that guy with the big eyebrows from the James Bond movies. Mr. Pibb?
Mr. P.
Mr. P. It's better than looking like Mr. Ed from Green Acres, Bob. Remember him? The horse? What are you doing, Bob?
I'm trying to find somebody who looks like you.
Next.
All right, we'll try to get the show back on the rails. Colin Cowherd is not happy with the Steelers trade. He agrees with one thing that I have been saying. Maybe I stole it from him. Who knows? That the Steelers are spending way too much money on defense.
Inca is low maintenance, $7 million a year cheaper, a leader in the room, not a bounce around the league guy, so the Steelers can't help themselves. Now they're spending $7.5 million more than they were yesterday in the secondary. And for the record, Pittsburgh has led the NFL in defensive spending 3 years in a row. This will guarantee it's four. The New York Giants and the Steelers spend all their money on defense. You know who spends it on offense? The Rams and the Eagles have the two cheapest defenses today, and the Chiefs spent most money in the league on offense. Chiefs, Steelers, Rams, what do they have in common? Momentum, winning, perpetually interesting.
Some of that I agree with, some I don't. The Steelers, you can't say they're not interesting. They're the most interesting team in the entire NFL right now. That's
especially
A.
right now, yes.
And then B, sometimes things fall this way where your entire offensive line is young, your starting running back might be a rookie, you're not paying anything for the other guy, and you're not spending on a quarterback. Now, maybe you should be. Maybe they should have found somebody they can spend on. But this has sort of been the natural way of it, Bob, that the offense has grown younger, and they're not getting their money's worth from the defense, however. That's a fact.
Right. And
it's
especially
an
down
overrated,
the stretch
overpaid
in playoff
defense.
Games, right. And that's the problem moving forward here. They still have the. But I will say this. I think if you're looking at he made it sound like Minka Fitzpatrick was the same guy they just acquired, and he has not been that same guy.
No.
He has not produced the kinds of plays they needed, whether that's his lack of speed at some his confusion in the secondary, calling the wrong things, or if it's a coaching thing that's affected in whatever case, they felt like they weren't going to pay that kind of money for a guy who wasn't making that many impact plays.
And they were already, by the way, by far the highest paid defense before this Jalen Ramsey Minka salary swap here. And again, they're only committed to Jalen for 1 year. Nothing's guaranteed beyond that. So I think he overdid it a little bit there and sort of left out some pertinent facts. But if the overall sentiment is that the Steelers have clearly wanted to build their team around what Mike Tomlin himself, before two seasons ago. You remember his quotes going into the year? Frankly, I think we're going to be dominant, stuff like that. They've been anything but. They've been a huge letdown. The overall philosophy here was we're going to pay a veteran defense to carry us through this quarterback transition, and we're going to draft a young offense. We're going to draft a quarterback named Kenny Pickett, a running back named Najee Harris, and a wide receiver named George Pickens. Whoops!
And I mean, it's not like Minka's that much cheaper than Ramsey. And he's, I wouldn't say Minka's low maintenance. I mean, there were clearly, it seems like, a lot of communication issues that I'm sure he had to do with last year. So I don't know if I entirely agree with those points. But
Bob, did you like how I said whoops? Can you do that?
Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops.
Pickett, Najee, and Pickens. That was going to be Aikman, Smith, and Irvin. That was going to be Kelly, Thomas, and Reed. And they're
Montana, Rice, and
Roger Craig.
Yes,
you know, and they're all very young still, and they're all gone. And what a bust! And it falls on Mike Tomlin, a total bust. And now he gets to do a redo with a nice raise. He's the fifth highest paid coach in all of American sports, last I checked. And all he does is get reprieves and second shots here, and it's not working. And will this work? What if this year fails?
A lot of these moves are frustration moves, I think. You can tell that they want something to happen here, and they're willing to do extreme things to make them happen.
Whoops. Do yours again, Bob. A better one.
It's a lower one. Whoops.
It sounds like Elvis Presley saying whoops. Sing Elvis Presley saying whoops.
No. I want to have my whoops and then do it right. I want to go inside. I want to whoop, doop, doop, any money.
Whoops.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Whoops. I don't know.
We've gone completely off the rails today.
We're going to the next clip. Give you an update. Bob. The Pirates are now 1-0 into the top of the fourth. Mitch Keller so far is getting the better of Sonny Gray, which is not an easy thing to do.
Something magical is happening. Unfortunately, they're going on the road after this, or maybe
fortunately. For like 16 days or something. We're not going to see them for a while, but they've had trouble on the roads. We'll see if that can change.
They're 12-29. I think they're worse than the Rockies on the road, and that's not easy to do.
No.
Limits, what's next?
Here's what Tony Kornheiser had to say on PTI about the Steelers season being a bumpy ride.
Does this feel like the Steelers to us? Does this feel like Mike Tomlin to us? And then that voice inside of our heads comes out, and this is what the voice says, a familiar line. Buckle up. I think it's going to be a bumpy ride. That's what's going on.
Is that the Steelers?
I said no, but it's who they are
because
they have to win right now.
Does somebody want to tell Wilbon that they haven't even competed and come close to winning a playoff game in almost a decade? Do people in the national media know that? Do they know that in their 6-game playoff losing streak, they've been outscored 73-0 in the first quarter? What are they surprised about? This is a desperate franchise right now.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're willing to do whatever it takes. And that's what's awful, I think, that they're willing to do whatever it takes. Awful is not the right word. Disappointing.
It's a desperate franchise disguised as a stable franchise.
Yes. Well, but game in the playoffs.
It all comes back to, when you search for quarterbacks, you do a lot of things that you probably have no really business doing or don't wanting to. But they contributed to that by making the wrong pick at quarterback. And now here they are. Next year is going to be the year.
Right.
If we find the next year they still can't get that done, then it's a whole different situation.
And we both said this, Bob. I do like the fact that this year it feels like a one-year run where they're taking a big swing, but they have not borrowed from the future to subsidize the present at all.
So they've been very efficient that way.
It seems clear that next season, 2026, the Steelers are going to reset with a new young quarterback and really, I think, launch sort of a new era with a younger football team. And in fact, they've already got some very nice young pieces on this team. And they're going to have more next year with, a dozen picks and a ton of salary cap space. So
yeah, they have one of the highest number in terms of salary cap space. Over like $100 million potentially available.
Right.
And that doesn't count guys who may not be here.
I like that. But the problem is the problem is it's a quarterback coach league. And until you get those both right, you're by definition in trouble.
And that's why they're just a meddling franchise
you
right now in the
middle.
You
can't disagree with the fact they're going to be very interesting to watch.
No, they're very interesting.
And there could be some upside that we're not talking about. There could be some bad sides that develop as they go. But they're going to be must-watch. And I think I give the Steelers credit because they are not sacrificing seasons. Even though they've been struggling to get the quarterback they need, they're still trying to do what's best for that particular season. Some may argue that's the wrong way to go. But given where they sit in 2026, I think it's the right way to go for right now.
I don't mind this taking this swing right now on this season because, again, I do like the fact that going into next year, I think that it's very clearly going to be the launching of a new era here. For better or worse, they're going to go young. They're going to have a new quarterback, et cetera. I do find it comical that a lot of the people have been around, maybe in the Steelers organization, but around their organization, covering the organization too, have always taken their shots at teams that try to build super teams or try to build with big names. I remember very specifically when the Dolphins did this around the time the Steelers lost Mike Wallace to them, that they would take shots like, oh, the Dolphins think they're going to build a team that way. They're not the Steelers. Nobody's the Steelers. We build from within. Did you ever get that Tomlin quote from yesterday about when they got rid of Melvin Ingram? And he wanted to make it very clear upon them getting rid of Melvin Ingram. See, this is why we don't build through free agents. We build from within because we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, all these years later, even from that incident, plus years before that, you have not even competed, been close to winning a playoff game in nearly a decade. What you're doing isn't working. Somebody should tell Wilbon and Kornheiser that at least they're trying something different.
Well, and I saw Matt Hasselbeck say something on Cowherd's show yesterday, basically to the extent of, look, the Steelers are the Steelers. They're going to do what the Steelers want to do, and they don't really care about what anybody else thinks. It's just the Steeler way, and we're going to stick to it. Even though other teams have pivoted to offense and different ways of going about it, the Steelers are going to do what they believe is the best and not really take the input of many others. I hope that this is maybe this year showing a little bit different, but still, the amount of where they're spending and where they're still acquiring a lot of players makes me think otherwise.
Bob, what do you make of
silence.
What Limits just
Dead
said?
Silence. They're trying to do what they have to do to make this year a season to compete. That's all. And if things go well, I don't want to rule this out. People make it sound like this is, this is just patchwork. It may be, but it also may work. They may get some people in here like Aaron Rodgers, who does get protection. Mark Caballi was just here talking about how he believes their offensive line could have some guys who are going to be Pro Bowls material for the next several years. If that works, I can see that he still has the ability, using his brain and his experience, to put the ball where it has to be. Few interceptions, even though that total went up last year a little bit. But the point is, he's been efficient with the football. And they can hopefully turn first quarters with no touchdown drives into some leads that makes their defense better.